My name's Dominic. I'm in favor of 725. My daughter was a victim of sex abuse when she was almost 3 years old. One morning she came in our bedroom and said to my wife and I, "He touched my pee-pee, he touched my pee-pee." So my wife, she taught her kids good touch, bad touch. We called the police to report it. When we called our pastor for emotional support, the first thing he said, "Don't call the police." I said, "We already did." He said, "Oh, that's going to be a problem." Picture this. My daughter is just sexually abused. My wife and I are in shock, and the pastor makes us feel guilty for calling the police. What kind of person is that? We eventually left that church. Years gone by, and to our shock, or maybe not, but we heard that the same pastor told other victims and family members not to report their abuse. Not only him, but also many pastors in the same organization had covered up other sex abuse. In fact, a senior pastor from my former church admitted to this in an interview with Washington Post, January 2014, and you can see the link below. The short statute of limitation helped perpetrators and those who cover up them get off on any accountability or prosecution because most victims are so confused, guilty, or depressed for years that when they are stable enough to pursue justice, it is over the time limit of the statute of limitations. I want to make the last statement. My daughter was almost three when this happened. Those opposing this bill would argue that she made it up or she has a faulty memory. Well, if she made it up, why did the perpetrator confess that he did it? Whether young or old, memory is not a reason to keep the short statute of limits. I plead with the House today to extend the civil statute of limitations. Thank you.
Please. Anybody else wish to testify, please come forward.